Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, February 9th. And tonight you can see Tori. Where is it again?
The Comedy Store.
You didn't forget you're supposed to be there, did you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was going to do a thing.
I thought you were hesitating there.
No, I had a mint in my mouth. I'm sorry. And I was trying to make it a song. The Comedy Store on Sunset.
The Comedy Store on Sunset. The show starts when?
8:30.
And do you know what sequence of the comedians?
No.
So they don't let you know until
No,
it
you
happens.
Never know. Exactly.
Yeah, because they don't want you to invite people right for your thing.
You want to stay there for everyone. It's called Pretty Funny Women, and they're all really pretty, and they're all really funny, and they're all women.
Yeah.
Although everyone's welcome,
fits.
I guess. Yeah, and everyone looks cute, and we all get dressed up, and it's a good night. It's a really good group, so it should be a lot of fun. 8:30, the Comedy Store.
Sounds good. Then you don't have to buy tickets in advance. You can just go there, right?
Y'all can just show up.
Yeah.
And there's a big bar outside on the patio where you can smoke and meet tons of comics.
I've never been to the Comedy Store, so I'm going to do my best to come tonight.
Do.
Because I know I've been promising, and the only reason I won't come is if I forget.
Right. It's an L.A. thing, too. People always say, oh, yeah, I'll go,
and
then they never
go. I'm not an L.A. person, okay? I don't behave like that.
Oh, I
but
see.
With me, the problem is
you just
sometimes
forget.
I forget putting it into my phone, so then I forget that I have to do it.
I cannot cast stones. I have also forgotten things because I don't put them in my phone. I don't have a great memory for those things as well.
Right.
But I'll text you. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. But, you know, some people really have terrible excuses. Like yesterday, I was ready to do a show. You were out.
Yeah.
I was going to do a show, so I had a guest planned. Never showed up.
Shut up.
Never showed up. And then I write to them, and so only this morning I got a thing back. Oh, sorry. She thought it was a radio interview. That's the excuse.
It's but it
like,
was.
What?
What?
You know, I mean, what the fuck? What the fuck? I have no words.
I mean, I love it when you lose it.
I
know.
Do people think we're stupid? I mean, I don't understand that, you know?
Here's what I think it is, and this is maybe a little too analytical. I think people don't really know how to communicate very well.
Right.
And I think it was a mix of communication. I also think people don't care as much. So now you're mixing bad communication with kind of a dick move.
Right.
You got a real pain up your ass.
And then add on top of it that she's in porn as well.
Oh, my God.
Those are the biggest flakes ever. Ever.
You know, they're called porn flakes.
Yeah.
Hey-oh.
I love that.
There's more comedy tonight,
I like
people.
It.
More just like that. Oh, that was so bad.
Porn flicks. I love that.
Thank you.
Somebody was telling me yesterday, they said there's not a lot of snow in L.A., but there sure are a lot of flakes.
Hey-oh.
You see, we've got some one-liners.
Oh, we got some one-liners. Yeah, they're calling, liberals are now known as snowflakes. That's the new term.
Oh, snowflakes.
Because they're so delicate.
Oh.
So that's why, you know, spreading around.
Yeah. So, no snow in L.A., of course. We got a break from the rain. We're going to get some more tomorrow. But I love it. I love the weather here.
Yeah,
you know,
like, apparently, so it went up to, like, 70 degrees in the East Coast, and then now it's snowing. So, I don't know, man. The weather is, like, what? I think the weather,
out of whack,
if it was a person, would be like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, you know? Out of whack. Totally out of whack.
Out of whack.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I mean, so that's the situation, and... I was really upset yesterday that they never showed up. I mean, you know, calling in is one thing, sending an email, but to totally like blank out on it and
the idea of blowing people off here is real acceptable,
right?
Blowing people off is like another way of ghosting is real acceptable all of a sudden,
right? But some people forget that the entertainment industry is pretty small, man.
Yeah,
people
you can't
know.
Do that. Yeah, you got to show up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I see that all the time. It's like someone will bring up somebody, and I'm like, oh yeah, I know them, and they're like such and such and such, and you go, wow, they don't seem to have a good reputation.
Yeah.
You know,
there you go, and that's.
So
done.
You gotta be careful, man.
Yeah.
You gotta
it's
be
word
careful.
Of mouth, says the porn star. Hey-o!
Yeah.
Another
I
one.
Know. You gotta be careful who you're screwing today,
yes,
man.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And we're not talking casting couch.
Whoa. We're going there today. Thursday.
So I guess we can open with the fastest car in the world. Mm. Do you know what that is?
Let me guess. Mm. Ferrari or Lamborghini?
You're in the top three. Actually, they were just beat by Tesla Model S.
Whoa.
Now, check this out, okay?
Elon Musk.
Yes. And that's the new Model S, I guess. And it beats the Ferrari, the Lamborghini, the Bugatti.
Yeah, the Bugatti.
And even the Porsches. Now, these cars cost $1.5 million for the Ferrari.
Chump change.
$1.1 for the McLaren and $845,000 for the Porsche Spyder. Mm. So the Tesla, by comparison, is only $135,000.
And how fast did it go?
Okay, it goes 2.28 seconds, 0 to 60. They never broke beyond 2.3.
I see.
So
zero
to 60 cars,
is in
0 to 60, 2.28 seconds. Oh, can you imagine that? That's fast.
That's like my anger when I'm on the road. Someone cuts me off, it's that quick. Man, that's
quick,
crazy.
Huh?
So, wow, that's, I mean, is the Tesla, I know you know more about cars. I know the McLaren.
Not necessarily.
Is it like, that has more fancy stuff and engines that are handmade. Is that why they cost so much more?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Of course. And they are like, they are handmade and stuff. You know, they don't make that many of them.
Yeah,
so that's
right,
why
exactly.
They cost so much. But at the same time, you know, and you might think they're saying that since the Tesla is heavier than all of them, you'd think it would be slower, but they're saying it helps the traction of the tires to the road, which is very interesting.
Oh,
who would have thought, you know?
Well, I wish I was better at this science thing.
I was
good at one point. That's so interesting to me. Elon Musk is a real innovator, man.
I mean, look, that's the thing, is that electric cars needed something like this to get the push.
Say something? They needed something cool.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it was
exactly.
Kind of nerdy, tree-huggy, right?
Exactly.
They needed
like
something
Volt
cool.
And stuff.
Exactly.
You know?
They needed like something
we don't
cool.
Want that.
Leaf, you know, you need something like Tesla. Sorry.
I know. And the Tesla has four doors, you know, which the other cars have only two, so you can't really carry passengers in the expensive ones. But obviously they're more for show for people that don't have any more things to spend money on.
Sure. So they just love the art of cars.
Yeah. Well, who wouldn't? Wouldn't you want a $1 million car?
No.
I mean, a Lamborghini or something? How can you not be attracted to a car like that?
I mean, sure. Do I want a Rolls Royce Phantom with suicide doors? Obviously. Have I thought about it a lot? Yeah, probably. But yeah, I also think like the car's a car. I don't know. I have that attitude where I'm like, I'm still driving like a 2003 Toyota Matrix.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a thing for cars.
You don't have a thing for cars.
No.
You don't really care.
Really
you
don't.
Care,
like, if
I
it
mean,
gets me there and it has good, like, tushy warmers, I'm great.
That's cool enough for you.
Totally fine.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. I'm jealous, you know, because I'm stuck with these car payments all the time.
Oh, yeah. See, like, I own my car and
I
ride it pretty rough, man. It looks a little beat up. It's a little much of a beater. Not going to lie.
Yeah. No, it's a question of priorities, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, with me, it's the opposite. It's like I have to feel good in the car because it's like the clothes I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And
my husband's
and
like
I also
that.
Yeah, and I also want to enjoy the drive,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
So, but I'm paying for it through the ass.
Right.
Tell you,
and
so.
I'd rather like go shopping for clothes than pay.
Right.
But, you know. Hey.
Yeah, it's priorities in life, you
to
know,
each
whatever
their own.
You like.
That's exactly right.
But if you want a fast car, get the Tesla.
Yeah, damn.
The only problem still with it is recharging this, I guess, you know. I don't know if you can recharge it everywhere.
Right, like can you go cross country for it? I'm sure there's
not
a way.
Not cross country. Well, only if there's places
that's
you
what
can
I mean.
Charge.
Are, are there stations?
Oh, there are stations. It's just that when you're at home, you got to have, I think, special wiring. Or I don't think you do, actually. I've seen people just connected to the wall.
I know.
You know?
So I've seen that as well. At my store, someone had it. And I was like, is that just connected like a freaking iPhone?
Yeah, exactly. Like a vacuum cleaner or something,
yeah.
You know? So, yeah. And I think the range is about 300 miles now or something. So, but what I've read, like, in one of the scientific magazines some time ago is that eventually what they're going to do is put all the charging in the road itself, you know? So, like, as you're driving over it will charge you.
Exactly, which is incredible.
Wouldn't it be incredible?
Which is so, you know what that is called, people? Mm. A symbiotic relationship. Because that's when the road does it for you and you're doing it for the road. That's amazing. That's when it's efficient.
I like that word.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
And there's also solar power, and then the road gets powered by the either the, sun, the sun or by the car itself. So it's like they're powering each other. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, it sounds very interesting. Definitely solar power is very promising. But
yeah.
The only problem with it, you can't put it on a car because you need a large area of it, you know.
Huh.
So if you've ever seen solar cars, they're like really big.
Interesting.
And
okay.
flat.
Are they trying to make the panel somehow, the device, smaller?
Well, that's the thing, is that it may not be enough. That's why maybe they put so much on
I
it
see.
When you look at the experimental cars. But that would be, I mean, solar energy is probably the best, and wind energy, you know, those are like the cheapest.
Yeah,
you know?
They're clean.
They're available.
They're clean. And it's people who are very upset about the coal miners, let them work in the wind industry. Let it just be a different industry.
Yeah, I don't know if they want to stay in their coal mines anyway.
It's terrible.
Did you ever see the lungs of a coal miner's, like in those museums and stuff, when they had that?
The black lung? Yeah.
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 Wow.
It's a terror. It's very, very dangerous. It's one of I think it's the number one most dangerous job. You know how they
probably
list it? Like
yeah.
coal mining is up there.
Yeah.
It's
insane. Shit. Can you imagine being among that coal all the time?
No. And underneath the ground.
Oh, God.
I read the book on the Chilean miners that got caught underneath, and they all 33 were below, and they stayed there for, like, I think it was like, it must have been like 60 or plus days, and they had to find ways to, like, enjoy themselves. So they sent a camera down and games.
Wow.
But they almost went crazy just being in this hole there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I know. That's one thing that scares me is boredom, you know?
Yeah. I know, me too.
Right? Could kill you.
I would set up a fake radio station and just talk out loud.
Yeah. I know.
Everyone's like, shut up. No one's listening. Interesting.
Yeah. So this is interesting. You love this story about a dog. I guess DNA saves a dog from death penalty. That's the headline. And apparently what happened is I guess a dog was bitten by another dog and killed. So they suspected this other dog, a service dog, to have killed the dog.
So but they took the saliva DNA and it wasn't that dog?
Yeah, so the owner decided, I bet you this is not my dog that did this. We're going to do like a test.
A DNA test?
And the dog was cleared.
Wow!
And it's a much-loved service dog. It's like you have to wonder, yeah, how can a dog like this kill another dog?
Wow.
A Pomeranian, you know?
God.
Yeah.
This is very interesting, man.
And this dog was on death row already.
The service dog?
Yeah. They were
So that was life or death.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's very, very interesting. I think what's also fascinating to me is there was a girl that sent really inappropriate things in her report. I think she was like 12 years old, and some really, really dirty things in her like book report. And the teacher got her in trouble, and she was on detention, and her mom didn't believe her. And she's like, I didn't write that stuff. So the librarian, the local school librarian, using computer data and analytics, like went backwards, found the matching security footage, and saw a group of three boys huddle around as soon as she walked out of the computer lab and added all these dirty things. And then she caught them leaving. So the timestamp, and I'm like, way to go. Librarian.
Go. Wow.
And she's like, I will find you. I was like, wow.
That's good, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, today you can't get away with anything.
You leave tracks.
Know? Yeah, you leave tracks
you
everywhere.
Do.
You know?
Really do.
Cameras everywhere. Yeah. You got to be careful. But but it's a good thing also because people don't get away with shit, you know?
Yeah, like in London and England, I think it's one of the most surveilled. Is that a word, surveilled?
I'm going to go with that.
They have, it's like a camera every 20 steps. So
really?
It's like heavily monitored. But that leads to things being like, someone stole my purse. Let's go to the tape.
Right.
Like, I know that's also a weird feeling because that's a little bit of our privacy gone, but it's also
being watched all the time.
Yeah, and you don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy when you're outside. So, you know, I don't mind security cameras. I think they can help. I just don't want it when I'm singing to my, you know, brush.
Yeah, exactly.
Taylor Swift and I'm naked.
You don't want a drone coming to your window.
No, because it's not pretty. I mean, I'm getting down with her pain. I'm feeling her angst. Taylor.
You're singing from the heart. Huh?
Oh my God, as she does. Or Gaga, I'm like laying it all out there.
Yeah. So talking about Lady Gaga, I guess you probably heard of some of the body shaming that she went through. I mean, how can you body shame her? She seems to have like a perfect body.
Yeah, right.
So I'm looking here at the picture. And it's like, okay, so she doesn't have like a six pack or anything. But what's wrong with that? I mean, she's not fat. She's not even close to fat.
So
call her curvy from what I'm seeing.
So what they said is like people are talking about the role of I don't even want to discuss it. I think it's so disgusting.
It's terrible, right?
And she wrote a really fantastic thing on Instagram. Was just like, hey, I heard there's people talking about my body. I love my body, and you should too. Boom. Just
yeah, that's it, right?
Just dropped it.
Yeah. I mean, look at her. Who wouldn't want to be with her or have her body? It's
ridiculous.
You know.
Do you know how in shape that one was to do 13 minutes solo, around and live singing?
I know. And so who do you think, it's guys or women too do the body shaming?
What I think of it is trolls. And what trolls are unisex, but it's people that get off on almost controversial shaming.
Right.
So even if, I'm not sure they even believe that she's heavy, but that became the thing and people run with it.
Right, exactly.
And it's a disgusting part of our society.
It really is, you know. And again, social media just amplifies all right. this garbage.
But notice what you do to shut it down, right? She right. says, hey, I am addressing it. I love my body. So should you. Boom.
Exactly.
Now the trolls have nothing. So forget right. it. Yeah. That's yeah. how you do it properly.
I guess they probably expect you to get mad.
And right. They want Donald Trump's reaction of like, I'm losing it.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That was bad.
Yeah, no. So she's got the right attitude about it.
Oh, Gaga's always been an inspirational role model. And I think she proved herself. She proved herself completely with that performance. That took so much strength and stamina to do.
Of course, you know. And the thing is, sometimes I'm wondering why we're giving so much power to those trolls. You know?
Because the mass quantity, my friend.
Exactly, yeah.
It's the quantity.
And you don't know who they are.
That's
and
right.
whether it's true or not.
And maybe they are living trolls. Like, I'm picturing them under bridges.
Right,
like,
right.
Just disgusting human beings, I think. But then, yeah. you know.
And when people are anonymous, they feel free to do anything and get away with everything.
It's just weird that they'd want to do when they're free to do it is something so evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
But, you know, humankind. We're spicy.
I know we
marinated
are.
Marinated and spicy. There you go.
Yeah, but she's got... Does she have any new albums that she came out with?
She just dropped her... The second she was done with her amazing performance, she dropped her world tour announcement. So the next thing she's doing... She just dropped Joanne, which was her latest album, which I actually really have grown to like. I only liked a couple songs at the beginning, but I'm actually starting to really like it. Anyway, she's
So what is it, like a more mature album?
It's more country. It's bluegrass. Bluegrass
really?
Country, yeah.
Oh, I see why it's hard for you to get
I love it. I love country.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is also embarrassing. Because not everyone
it's
admits...
It's not embarrassing. Why? I mean, it just shows you have a wider taste in
music.
I know.
But yeah. She's going on the world tour. She announced it the second her performance was done. It went live that her world tour is going on. So that's what she'll be doing for the next.
Are you going to catch her here?
Oh, God, I'll do anything.
Yeah, right?
Gaga. I've never seen her. I've seen Madonna. I would love to see her.
Yeah,
she'd be
that
a fun,
would be cool,
fun performance.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I used to go to concerts a lot when I was younger. They're obviously aimed toward younger people, but I remember seeing the Jacksons, the Jackson 5.
Wow.
And with Michael and
Damn,
all of
them. Gina.
You know that?
Wow.
And that was like the Victory Tour. So it must have been, I don't know, 30 years ago, maybe. It seems like yesterday to
me. I'm sure.
It
was so vivid.
You know,
yeah.
And it was just like they sang and all the power and the energy and everything was amazing. Also, in my teens, I saw a lot of concerts when I lived in Vegas, you know.
I'm sure.
All the big acts like Jefferson Starship and Heart and Alice Cooper and the Doobie Brothers and everybody at the time that was big was there. ABBA. I even saw ABBA there.
I love ABBA.
It was huge.
I should have seen. I would love to have seen ABBA. We're going to go see Bonnie Raitt coming up in a couple weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Congratulations to you. You can't pay me enough to go see
her.
Oh,
I love her voice. Man, I thought you'd be jazzed.
I know.
Oh, man. I'll give you something to talk about.
It's funny because she's one of the singers I don't like. But
interesting.
I don't like her songs. I don't care. I don't know.
I like her voice.
Yeah?
Yeah. Great deep kind of raspy bluegrass.
Yeah, that's the thing. You like that kind
of
music.
Yeah, I do.
So you can relate to
it. I do, yeah. That's true.
Good for you. You see, I wish I could like that. But
see, I wish I could like hip hop and be cool. And I just am like, who's this? Fetty Wap? Like, who? I don't know anything. So embarrassing.
So have you set already for tonight?
I have my set already. Got a couple new jokes.
How long is your set?
Probably 6 to 7 minutes. They'll tell you when you get there.
Oh, wow, that's fast, huh? That's not a lot of...
That,
I mean, you have to be fast. It's short.
Yeah, and you have to time it because what happens is, let's say it's 7 minutes. At 6 minutes, you're in the Comedy Store. You're at the big main stage. Everyone's hopefully a little bit drunk, so they're laughing a little bit more. You're killing it. Mm. And all of a sudden, a big red light appears in a clown face. And it's telling you at the back, so only you can see it, that you have a minute left.
Yeah.
And then, so you better either finish that joke or prime your next one very, very carefully.
Right.
So it gets a little hectic right at that 1 minute line, because you've got to, or I'll, you know, you got to get kicked off the stage soon. So, yeah, you got to time it. So usually when I go and I find out my set list, I'm 6 or 7, I'll go and hide in the bathroom and just time it. That night, right before I go on.
Wow. And how many times do you practice it? A lot?
Very few.
Really?
Very, very few.
Oh, wow.
But I've done the set for a long, long time, so it's kind of in my head.
Yeah.
But I find that I do it once or twice in the shower before I go, and then that's it. Because otherwise it's a bit...
Yeah.
It's a bit heavy. It's a bit rehearsed.
Yeah.
And the whole idea is it should be like...
Well, kudos to you for doing that, because it reminds me of having to learn... things by heart at school,
yeah.
Remember?
Oh, sure.
And I would hate it, you know, because I would have to go over it in my head over and over and over. But, and that's what you have to do.
Yeah,
you have to remember it word for word.
I've had a very good memory for words and things like that. So it comes very easily.
Yeah. And plus, you write it, you're the one, you already know what you're going to talk about.
It's like your clay piece. Like, you've worked it so much. You know what I mean? The worst is when you go to the next joke and your brain is gone. And so you don't know what's next.
Oh, wow.
And then you're just like, LA.
Yeah, right.
Sunny. And it's just gone
terrible.
It's gone terribly wrong. How are you guys? Like, it's not going well.
That's true.
But,
that's,
you know, you got to just step right into the next joke.
I know.
So
I know. Yeah, don't go doing that when you're high, man. You'll forget everything
you're supposed
to say.
Yeah, you got to be a little sharp. You got to be a sharp little nugget.
Yeah, right? So, yeah. Now, they're talking a little bit about parenting here. I just heard it in the background yesterday, and then I read about it this morning. They're saying when it comes to school, harsh parenting can backfire. And I'm wondering why this is news. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're like, if you yell at your kids, you hit them, you shove them, you use verbal abuse, you could, I think, pretty much expect them to not perform very well in school.
Well, that's interesting, because that was the train of thought maybe only in the 50s and 40s and 30s that was the way
that
to do
it. That was working, right?
So
that's why they did it.
Right. And so, for instance, I think people are trying to find, now it's very much the, oh, my child, I'll leave this child and let it be this child. And so I think his research is just which one is probably better
for
the
student. But there's something in the middle, I think.
I mean, I think it just are balanced.
Yeah. I don't see how people could ever justify to themselves that hitting or yelling at your kids is a good thing. But times have changed, you know?
Yeah.
And
sometimes, like, I've known kids that are really have either huge ADHD problems or they're really rebellious, and a strict parenting system or teacher system really helped them.
Yeah.
Having structure like that.
Well, strict, yes, but I don't see it happening with hitting them.
Oh my God. No.
Yeah.
No, that's ridiculous.
So that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, an emotional abuse is just as bad.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen emotional abuse, and it's not pretty, you know. You don't have to hit people in order to abuse them.
No.
And really leave a scar.
And leave it almost worse, because you can't show something for it. Like, there is no scar. So it's almost more like shameful. It's very confusing.
And you have to live with it.
You live with it without being able to really vent, you know. That's terrible.
Hmm.
Causes a lot of trauma.
Yeah, you know. So people who think that, I mean, there's one thing to be assertive, I think, and firm with your kids. It's another to abuse them, and don't expect them to do well in school. And it could impact them as far as high school and college too.
Yeah, I'm sure. And so then when they become a parent,
exactly, they'll become a parent. They'll start treating their kids like that,
mm-hmm.
and that's bullshit, you know. So today we have the opposite. We have like helicopter parents, and you know, and
which is
and
annoying
with entitled
as hell.
Children, yeah.
So and just be in the middle, people.
Yeah. Somewhere.
Somewhere in the middle.
That's the thing people have to understand. Life is not black and white, man.
Right.
It's about the gray in between.
That's right.
You know, the 50 Shades of Grey.
Hey-oh, which opens today, I think.
I think.
Or Friday?
Is it Valentine's Day, though?
No, I think it's like it's on Friday
Valentine's
opening.
Valentine's weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm very excited.
So it would be tomorrow, then.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Yeah. Hello. I'm so excited.
This is funny because this is like porn for women. You
oh,
know?
It's mommy porn. It's for sure mommy porn. It's great.
Yeah, mommy porn. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, that's what it is.
But you know what? It's, you know, it gives people a way. Like, I know that one of the stars of it said a woman came up to it in an elevator and said they couldn't conceive forever. And then they went, she and her husband went to see the movie and then, like, you know, had a nice sexy time that night.
Yeah.
And they conceived after the movie. So it was nice.
Wow.
It gets people in the sack. That's
must
always
have re-energized the sperm or something, you know?
Sperm love that movie. Yeah. I hear they give it a thumbs up. Rotten Tomatoes,
tail
sperm
up,
count.
Tail up.
Tail up. That's exactly right. They're grooving.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, you know, I mean, it's a cool movie. And, yeah, Valentine's Day. So let's talk a little bit about Valentine's Day because, I mean, do you know how it started?
Okay, so I'm imagining...
Does anybody really care? Because everybody always asks.
Okay, you know? Well, it's St. Valentine's Day, so let's get this straight. I think it has to have been a saint that was either St. Valentine, so it was either someone that was martyred on this day or someone that, like, lived on this day, was born on this day, and it was St. Valentine, I believe. Mm. I could be way off.
You're totally way off, okay. But I'll tell you why.
Hit me.
You're only off of the... because there's other theories. They're not...
I see.
Yes, it's all stories and theories.
Okay.
So you're not as wrong as the next person.
Thank you.
Yeah. And but they're saying they're taking it back to like early Roman times.
Right.
Ancient Rome. There's a couple stories about it there. But one says that Emperor Claudius II forbade young men to marry because he believed unmarried men made better soldiers.
Okay.
So there was a priest named Valentine secretly married the young couples during that
time. I see. Yeah.
But then they say Valentine was an early Christian who was imprisoned for refusing to...
That's the saint.
Yeah.
There you go.
To worship the Roman gods.
Because I think it was a Christian...
Yeah, it sounds like a Christian
thing. St. Valentine.
Yeah. So they're saying that Valentine was executed on February 14th.
Yeah, he was martyred on... That's what I said. He was martyred on that day.
Yeah. Well, there's one of the stories. I mean, right. So you're pretty close.
Yeah, sure. That sounds terrible.
Okay,
that's
so
it.
Now,
that he was killed on this day, and we're all like, everyone gets chocolate.
Right.
Really dark. That's true.
So, but I do believe that a lot of child planning and actual production starts happening at Valentine's Day.
Baby boom.
Yeah, because I think that... that's my theory, and that's because I see a lot of December birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back 9 months, that's February, you know?
That's it.
And you go, wow, you know, maybe a lot of people do conceive around Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and also Valentine's Day, we're in the deep of winter, depth of winter. You got nothing going on.
Right.
You're kind of cold. You huddle up in the bed.
Yeah,
it's something to do to keep you cozy.
Yeah, you know, but this...
it's a fun activity.
It is. It is, you know, but sometimes you have to wonder, is it really a holiday for women or for everybody? You know?
I think it's a holiday for Hallmark.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
It is. But I think it's the women that get upset if they don't get anything. Guys don't get upset.
No, it is kind of like a feminine feeling of like,
oh,
who are you going out with?
Right.
Do you have a date on Valentine's Day?
Right. What did you get?
Yeah.
Who sent you the flowers?
Yeah. That's true. And there is an intense pressure.
Yeah.
Come Valentine's Day for people. Not necessarily a good one. There's like a lot of
but
I get?
But the pressure's on the men, though. I mean, you know, because...
Yeah, and the woman, like, I want to get... Yeah, but yeah, you're right. But there's...
You want to get, but you're not going to do anything about it?
I mean, I might Amazon, like, something. No, I'm kidding.
But that's the thing, you know, and people have to admit that it is about the women, and men are expected, and a lot of men feel, I don't want to do something when I'm expected to do it. I'll get her a gift on another day.
Yeah, but do you ever do that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm like, it's one day of the year. You think it's all right to be expected to do nice things?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, but...
It's what men don't like being told what to do.
Yeah.
Don't tell me to give you a card.
Men. Yeah, it's everybody.
You know, it's a little corny, a little cheesy, but I think it's nice to always, in Buddhism, it's always nice that we're learning to acknowledge certain things. And all it is an acknowledgement that my heart and I'm horny for you.
Yeah.
That's it.
My heart and my soul are with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so why do people give gifts kids give gifts to each other.
It's acknowledging like friendships.
So teaching them.
So yeah, like in my school, I would always, we'd have to write every kid in the class Happy Valentine's Day. And I think it's nice to acknowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except in my high school, you could pay like a dollar or two and they'd have kids roaming and singing, like do a singing telegram for you in class. So they'd come in the middle of your class and be like, Tori, like Jordan gave you a blah, blah, blah. And I remember being like, well, if I don't get one of those, that's the end of the world.
Yeah, right.
So I really was like, I hated that. That sucked. The door would open and every person would be like, oh, who's it going to be? So, kind of tense.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess kids learn how to give and to get and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, no, I hear what you're saying, though. But this reminded me, did you know that today, like, they expect the kids, if you have, like, a birthday party
everybody.
That you invite everybody or nobody.
Yeah. It's either half or less, like, fewer than half, or if you're going to do more than half, you invite absolutely everybody.
Oh, is that how it works?
Usually, that's kind of it.
I thought it's, like, either yes or no.
That's kind of what I grew up was that. It might be different now.
Oh, so it was like that back then?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But I also went to a hippy-dippy, like, everyone's included.
Yeah, right.
But and it sucks when you go the next day and no one, and they're all talking about something and you weren't. That sucks.
That's true, but at the same time,
you have to get used to it.
Exactly, you have to earn friendship with someone, right?
I see the points of both.
I mean, why would I invite somebody that I don't like, you know? And also, again, you don't deal with the setbacks of life, you know?
It's true.
It's like not everybody can be the same, you know, but. That's your utopia.
I know.
I mean, it's
so gonna work.
It's so tempting to fall for it, though, let me tell you.
Well, in one now for you guys. It's not going well. This is a dystopia, man. I'm scared.
I know, man. There's a lot going on, man. All the news is full and full and full of Trump and everything. He's dominating everything.
And four more brands dropped Ivanka's line. So he went on to tweet about it.
Oh, yeah.
Which is breaking
rules. He doesn't like
it. He said Nordstrom's treating my daughter terribly. And then Kellyanne Conway went on and said endorsing Ivanka's products, which is crossing a federal law, which means if you're public office, you can't endorse a product. And she did it on the White House lawn. Like, it's so bad. So there's already lawsuits her way. So, interesting.
I know. People are getting into a lot of unprecedented stuff going on in the country, in the world, you know?
Yeah. And a lot of people calling it, they talk about the beginnings of cult leaders and dictators, and it's a lot of, they're trying to tell the public, the press is lying to you. That's the first step. You're being lied to.
Right.
So that you then become psychologically only listening to that one other person.
Right.
And, so that's what he's doing. The press, the judiciary system is bad. That judge is bad. The press is
everybody's
lying.
Bad.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of a...
They're too confrontational with the American people, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, because, you should be a respect
maybe
of that.
Because they feel they're being attacked and everything, you know?
Yeah, but at some point, you got to respect the judiciary branch.
Yeah.
That's the way we uphold the law here in America. If you know anything about the 20th century, that's how we have American law.
The three
branches work together. Not work together, but they respected each other.
Right. But it seems like they're going to be... they're able to sort of block that ban, right?
Because it's unconstitutional.
Right.
So what happened
so
they put it on hold, but then, of course, Trump is appealing it. So it went to the Ninth Circuit. And it's not going to be, I don't think it'll be, I think the ban will be told that it's not constitutional. It can't be done.
So it'll end up at the Supreme Court, you think?
And it's going to waste everyone's time. And it's not going to be seen as something that can be upheld. And it wasted everyone's time. And it was done in real bad confusion and it didn't work.
Right. It didn't work.
And I think they wanted it to do something real quickly and you can't do it like that.
Yeah.
So...
I know.
And
man.
They're saying now
it's
that
so many rules are being broken.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And apparently the big raid in Yemen that killed the Navy SEAL was killed. There's now, an investigation because he did it very haphazardly without good backup. And there's word that he did it, signed off of it in the middle of dinner instead of being in the Situation Room. And was told that Obama would not have done it. And that was impetus for him to do it.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing,
that's
man.
That's sick.
That's the
people,
thing.
Children, women that were killed.
That's why he got elected. Why he got elected. It's because people are like, man.
Yeah. That's someone who's mentally ill that would do that with the, people of our country.
Yeah. So I guess McCain is criticizing that and they don't like that.
And because McCain also is part, like, the military insiders and sources go straight to McCain.
Right.
And he's like, this was a botched raid. This was botched from the ground up. This was not done well.
Wow.
And Trump's like, I didn't hear anything. Idiot. So, yeah. So his first military action, and he loses a Navy SEAL, and several women and children are killed, and he's trying to cover up, and he did it without thinking.
But I mean, do you think that, but shouldn't that be, I mean, yes, look, the buck stops here,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, maybe this had nothing to do with it. Maybe it had to do with the execution by the military.
Okay, so the idea, though, was, and what they're saying, meaning botched,
right.
is that he had information that they could go into Yemen and do this raid. However, they didn't feel they were properly vetted the idea or rehearsed it. But he said, no, we're pushing forward. Exactly.
Wow.
So when he gives the okay, right. and they said, well, Obama wouldn't have because they weren't prepared properly.
Right.
And he said, well, then definitely do it.
Definitely
That's
do it,
a messed right. up. So someone's trying to get a bill to have him be checked by a mental health professional
yeah.
and get a clean.
Well,
bill
people
of
have already given a lot of opinions about his mental health.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I doubt that you'll be able to put him in that position. I mean, can you put a president in the position of, like, you have to take a mental health
Well, to be thing? Honest, you have to take a physical.
Yeah.
So you do have to be within good health, and
right.
no one has decided if that's mental or just physical. So right. remember, he had to take a physical and have that be public.
Right.
So that's when we learned he was taking whatever medication. So there is a feeling that the spirit of the law is, well, then he should get checked by a mental health practitioner.
Right.
I mean, you'd think that's more important than
yeah.
physical, you know? Like, almost
yeah.
so you can make that argument.
That's the last thing he'll do if his life depended on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, we'd yeah. like him to, but...
So Spicer actually wants McCain to apologize for criticizing the Yemen raid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you see... This,
Spicer's not going to last, my friend. Once Melissa McCarthy does you that well, Trump is not going to have him there. I give you 2 months or less. I swear to God, I'll bet you $10.
Really?
He's gone. As soon as a woman made fun of him so well, Trump can't handle that. He's going to be out within a month. I bet you anything. See ya, next one. And, you know, presidents do go through several, sometimes, press secretaries to get the right feeling and the vibe. But
right.
the second McCarthy did that, it was over. I'm telling you, he doesn't like being humiliated, Trump.
I know. But he has to accept that because he's going to continue to be humiliated.
It's going
to
get worse
as long
and worse.
As he stays around. I mean, he dominates the news. How can he not be, you know?
I know. And Billy Baldwin now is in talks maybe to do Eric Trump, the son, to Alec Baldwin's.
Oh, Billy Baldwin?
Yeah.
Really?
It's so funny. The whole ball. But Stephen Baldwin was like, I'm outraged that people would go against Trump. And Billy Baldwin tweeted him, you know who would be outraged at you is our father.
Whoa.
Oh, it's crazy.
I know. He's the odd man out,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is. Yeah, Stephen.
It's amazing that family's still around, you know. And the funny
kicking
thing
ass,
is,
man.
Is that Alec disappeared for a while,
yeah.
and then he made a comeback.
Yeah.
And now he's everywhere.
Well, in pop culture, if you remember, he left a message for his daughter. Do you remember this? And
yes,
it went viral.
I remember that.
And he sort of hid under a rock, as he should, called her some horrible, horrible names.
People hated him. At the
yeah.
time.
So,
yeah.
But now he's all, you know, once you can, he apologized and has had a new baby. And we like second chances.
Yeah.
And we especially like comics. And he's just so good on SNL.
Yeah, right.
He's got the voice down, man.
Really? I've never watched him before. Let's do it.
The way he talks. It's just, I can't, I mean, that sounds like a ghost. That's not good. But he's excellent.
Really?
Excellent.
Yeah.
So,
So talking TV, I guess this brings to mind Westworld again.
Mm-hmm.
It tells me there's only two episodes left.
Mm-hmm.
So there was only one season so far?
Oh, yeah. They just had the finale. Not
really?
Just, but this past year. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We've only seen one
episode.
So
when is the next one going to happen?
I'm actually not sure, but it's coming. Mm. And... I hope it's going to be bigger and badder. And they said
yeah.
it's going to get much more interesting and complex. But it's
good.
It gets deeper and thicker, right? You're enjoying
right.
it more?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it says there's only two episodes left.
Yeah.
So
and you're like,
yeah, well, let's see what they can do.
That last episode, I'm telling you, is a classic.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'll look forward to
yeah,
that and see. But it is getting weirder by the moment they're on that show. And it's okay, though. You know, I mean, I'm still looking for that, for
the
hook.
The hook, totally.
For the hook.
Yeah.
But Yeah. What are the shows? I mean, are there like other good shows you'd recommend, like series?
Yeah. Like, okay, are you looking for a comedy?
Actually, I saw this. There's some good science fiction out there now, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like Aliens. Isn't there something that...
Well, have you seen The OA?
No.
Okay. Or have you seen Stranger Things?
No, I've heard of Stranger Things.
Okay, so that's a bunch of kids, and it takes place in the 80s, so it's very like Steven Spielberg, E.T., very well directed, but it feels very nostalgic, right. And they discover something otherworldly in their town, and a little girl comes into play, and it's great.
I like that.
And the kids are fantastic. It's all little kids.
Really?
And it's like a bunch of four or five boys, and they're great actors.
Wow.
And then this one
Do they discover what, like a buried spaceship or something?
It's not a spaceship. It's like another kind of world, underworld.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
That
sounds like
would be
Stephen
great.
Stephen King story.
So that's it's like Stephen King like. And Steven Spielberg had a baby, and they had this. Exactly.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Stephen King tweeted this is like his favorite by far. He loved the series.
Wow.
So Stranger Things 2 was just announced during the Super Bowl, and it's coming back in Halloween on Halloween.
Oh,
which
nice.
Is so long from now.
And where can we find it? Was it Netflix or something?
Yeah, Netflix, I think.
Oh,
yeah, I think
okay.
It was Netflix. But it was a huge hit, and it's delightful. Delightful. And it's all sci-fi.
Yeah?
Yeah. And okay, it's all 80s, like 70s, all 80s. You'd love it.
Yeah, you see, I like sci-fi like that. Not sci-fi like in space.
Right.
But sci-fi
right.
here where shit happens.
That's perfect for you. Stranger Things, you got to start.
Okay, I'm going to look
and
that
up.
And
it catches you from the beginning, so it's not like, all right, Westworld, where are some more, you know, it's
but
good.
You know, but that's also a good idea is to watch the pilots of a lot of shows and
sure.
see which one grabs you. You don't have to commit to a whole series just to see what it's about.
The other thing you should be doing is rating your shows on Netflix because they'll suggest based on ratings what you should like, and they are incredibly weirdly accurate.
Yeah, right.
So Netflix, if you give a thought to like rating it 5, 4, 3 stars or 2 or 1, they take that algorithm and produce some really good other things you might like.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
do yourself a favor and rate it.
I know. Well, I'll have to get Netflix first because I don't have it because I don't have time to watch, and I have Amazon Prime. You know,
there you go.
So,
okay.
But if that's worth it, I'll get it. I don't care.
Yeah, Stranger Things should be your next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I have so many subscriptions to so many things. I don't use half of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have this thing called Texture. Have you heard of it?
No.
It used to be called Next Issue, which is like a collection of almost all the magazines out there in digital form. So you can read it on your tablet or whatever.
It's called Texture.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like $9.95 a month. You get all the magazines you
but
like.
But how much are you looking at this?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I don't have a lot of time to read it. So, But I figured even for 2 magazines, if I read them once a month or something, for the $10, that's what I would have paid for them in paper anyway.
Totally.
So, but yet you have a million to choose from, and they also take out like outtakes from stories from different magazines to bring you in.
I have a hard time when it's so many options.
Right.
I can't pick. It's like when I go to get a Band-Aid in the store now, I just need Band-Aids. There's like 18,000,000 Band-Aids. There's
right.
the butterfly,
and,
the cotton,
and it's not
the latex,
just you, you know? I mean, they write books about all these choices and stuff.
And how psychologically
stressful.
You can't even make a decision. So I don't like those subscriptions. I like also feeling a magazine. I like the feeling in my hand.
No, definitely. But some magazines, they stop making.
I know.
So that's why I got them like that.
Like, I was thinking about getting rid of the... So I, for my 21st birthday, this is so nerdy. My parents bought me a lifetime subscription to the New York Times. So it's delivered in paper every day. And it's actually not that expensive because people were not buying newspapers. So, and I get it every day. But now with Twitter and Trump and all that, and happening so fast, it's outdated by the time I get it in the morning a bit. So,
already,
and I'm getting laughed at by my husband who's like, that's old news.
But it's different. Look, you consume it differently, right?
Yeah, good call. That's a great way of saying it.
No, because I read the paper every day too. I mean, look, I sit down, I eat lunch, I read the paper.
It's a good way of discussing
it. Yeah, and it's a slower way to take the news in too. It's like you don't have to take just the headlines in.
Right. No, that's, and I do the puzzle, and you're right, there is a different way of consuming it. That's
it is. Look, I mean, the newspaper is an experience. And as long as you're enjoying it, keep doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, because I don't know, one day they're going to be gone. I think they'll all be gone.
Well, now, finally, the New York Times is getting an uptick because all these liberals are buying it because Trump hates them.
Good.
So hopefully it's going to help.
Yeah. You know, and the same with both Time and Newsweek. They both stopped print.
Yeah.
They went into digital. Now they're back in print.
I know.
You know?
Oh, I know.
So,
all about it.
Yeah. So, which is cool, you know, but I also like PC Magazine. PC World, all these, and they don't make them in paper anymore.
Is that the like about PCs? Just a lot about
yeah,
PCs?
Like,
that's
yeah.
so funny.
But the funny thing is that they're called that because they started in the 80s, you know,
yeah,
where
sure.
PCs came out.
Sure.
Now, more than half is not even about computers. It's about phones, about technology,
oh,
about
just in general.
Yeah, anything else. Yeah, everything else.
So
that's
PC, am I
technology.
Right? It stands for what? Portable computer?
No, personal computer.
Okay, and yeah. I'm an idiot.
You never knew that?
I thought it was portable, and that's really embarrassing.
It is
no,
embarrassing.
Obviously it's personal because it used to be a huge room, one big computer, and now this
right.
was your personal computer.
Yeah, and the IBM PC came out, and that's when they coined it personal computer.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, all it's right. embarrassing. Look, it happened in 1980.
That's real bad.
It's not like new. But
and
now you know.
Now, and I did know, you know, you guys. I knew.
Yeah.
I just would
you know,
mistake.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Somewhere in my head I knew.
But look, the thing is that I also find myself many times, you feel like you're really smart. You know a lot
yeah,
of stuff
yeah, yeah.
about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Suddenly something comes up and you go, shit, I don't know that. And I should. I'm supposed to. But I don't, right?
Like for me, that has anything to do with either geography or math.
Mm.
If someone's like, you know, if you just do like 18 times 5 and then you just do the square root of that. And people are like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what you just said.
Yeah,
wow. It's like booga, booga, booga.
I know.
I can't do simple things in math.
I know.
So.
And you know.
But I freely admit it.
Yeah, you know, things that people will tell you and they're like, what?
Yeah. Or when someone's like, oh, do you need to go north for a couple blocks and then go southeast for one and then go east? And I'm like,
right.
you could have said it that in Turkish. I don't understand a word you're saying. I don't know what's north. I don't understand directions very well. That's why I like.
So geography, you have trouble with
it? I have real trouble with.
Wow. I wonder.
Like, really.
Does
so,
this have to do with like spatial things?
So, yeah. So I have something called synesthesia, which is real weird. It sounds real gross, but it's not. It just means that I see colors with numbers and letters. And people have synesthesia have different things. They see colors. It just means two of your brain parts have come together and synthesized.
Oh,
so
wow.
My color and my like numerical and like vocabulary are mixed.
All mixed together.
So yes. So
you think of words, you get the colors.
But they've been the same colors my whole life ever since I was
wow,
a baby.
Wow.
So and I thought that's what everybody did, but turns out I'm cray cray. But some people can taste words. Some people can see graphs when they hear music. So it's synthesizing two things.
Yeah.
The only thing people found in common with synesthetes all around is that they don't do well with maps. Spatially, whatever it is that synthesizes the color and the numbers takes away from like any kind of map directional space.
Wow.
We just have very, very bad directional
yeah.
space.
But you know what? I mean, look, this can happen because I remember this happened to me once when I lived in South Africa for some reason. And I'm very good with math,
sure.
directions, all
sure.
that, right? There was a street where I would drive and I always felt like I was going the wrong way. I don't know how to describe
wow.
it. It's like suddenly everything turned like 180, and I'm thinking...
Did this happen over and over again?
Over and over again.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because in your past life, you were at that road, and you made the other way.
Yeah,
and I feel like you're meeting up with your past life here,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't mean going in the other direction. It's almost like the like east and west become west and east.
Oh, you always confused it there.
Yeah, because
weird.
I felt, am I going the right way or am I not going the right
maybe
way?
Maybe it was like a little portal.
It was very weird.
Maybe it's
a portal, right?
Like a wormhole there.
Yeah.
That's totally possible. That's definitely what it was. It was definitely a wormhole.
Whoa. But I could never explain it.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like,
that's
yeah,
weird. I get that kind
like,
of thing.
I'm like, how can I live like this? I don't know which direction I'm supposed to go.
Sam, I don't even know how to get to the elevator from here. From this. That's how bad it is.
Really?
So if I go to the ladies' room and I walk back out, it's as if I've never been in the hallway before.
Wow, really?
Like I become like stupid. And I don't consider myself stupid. I become stupid.
Wow.
And constantly I'll turn right and it's left. And
so you lose like a sense of direction.
It's as if you've placed me in a hotel room that
well,
I've never been
in. Well, you know
what?
In. That explains why you have that anxiety to go to CVS and all those
now,
things.
Now, that's possible.
Know? Yeah.
That's definitely possible.
I mean, you're afraid you'll get lost maybe or something.
And what's funny is if I do order from somewhere, I can only order from that store over and over and over again because I know where to go. That's so embarrassing. So
no,
my
it
yeah,
shows you
true.
How the mind is like it gets so fucked up,
yeah,
you know.
Totally,
it's like scratches, you know, on a record.
Totally, and
you
mine
know,
is
random,
like a weird album, man.
I know, random, and
because like just, exactly, how come like Einstein was able to see things, and John Nash, and I'm like, I can't go left. I mean, that's so embarrassing.
But then on the other hand, you have things you're very strong
exactly.
at, right?
But like, it's here's what I'll say. I have things that in my head are very, 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 I'm very smart at. They are not useful in a lot of ways. And you know what would be useful? Right. Knowing north and south. That would be fucking useful. So common sense is something I struggle with, which is annoying.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to brace yourself, you know? Yeah, just like Lady Gaga said, just that's you, man.
Quoting Gaga to me, I'm changing so much. I love you. Good for you.
Quoting Gaga.
So proud
it's
of you,
true,
man.
Right? Quoting
you
a tweet.
You should be proud of
Gaga.
Who you are. That's true. Yeah, you're right. And I'm good at other things. Everyone's just good at different things.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're amazing. And I'm looking forward to seeing you doing the comedy tonight.
Well, now it's going to be jinxed. I'm going to bomb. No,
why?
No,
no, it
no I
be
am very weirdly confident yeah. about my stand-up.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, yeah, that's the thing. That's what I think you are, because you come across as like, you know, I feel confident.
Oh,
I
yeah.
know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I know I'm funny and I'm going to make you guys laugh
yeah.
for 6-7 minutes.
Yeah, tonight. But try and get me to like, you know, make a U-turn. And I'm like, yeah. oh, but so some people would never do what I do, which is do
no,
it.
No, exactly.
Right, exactly.
And it takes a lot of balls to do. You
yeah.
know?
Thank you. So, I have some good balls.
Yes, you
Thank
do.
Thank you.
And yeah, you do have balls, and we'll get to see them tonight, folks.
The testicles.
If you guys are in LA and you want to catch or tell us again where it is, Tori?
The World Famous Comedy Store, and it's called that, the World Famous Comedy Store. And it is on Sunset Boulevard in Crescent Heights. In really West Hollywood area. And you never know, Chris Rock stops in, Dave Chappelle stops in, Seinfeld stopped in. So you always get Louis C.K. stops in. You never know who's going to stop
there
in.
There you go. Even I might stop in. And
oh,
you never know, you know.
Damn.
The biggest celebrity for you guys.
Whoa.
At least, right? There you go.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Slow your roll.
And on that note, we got to slow down. Get out of here. Tori, thank you so much.
Of course.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.